Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight we are going to discuss the halacha of davening in an unclean place. Now, what that means is the following. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to daven or say any brachos or learn Torah, for that matter, next to a dirty diaper. Now, these halachos are the same for men or for women, but this is important when it comes to halachos tefillah for women, because they are the ones that usually daven at home. And it can happen that they are davening together with another child in the house, and the situation arises where the child has a dirty diaper. Now, it's definitely can happen, especially by benching, by a Shabbos meal, when the entire family is around. But even when a mother is at home, this can happen. Now, in the olden times, this was very, very nogea. In those days, there was no bathrooms, and people didn't always go to the outhouse. You'll be amazed. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch spend many, many, many pages discussing the details of this halach, of these halachos. We're going to discuss tonight just the basics, but the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch spend a lot of time discussing these halachos, because in those days it was really very, very practical. So for us, we're just going to say, first of all, the following, that the Paiskim tell us, Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Vosner and the Arlitzian and others, they say that a person does not need to go check if there is a dirty diaper before davening or benching or kiddush, meaning there's children walking around and it's possible that one of the children has a dirty diaper, and you just don't know, yes or no. It's not like you suspect anything specific, but you're not obligated to go checking every single child that is in diapers before you go ahead and start to daven or start to say brachos or learn Torah. You're not obligated to go check. But in a situation where you know that there is one, so then the halacha is the following. If what the child, first of all, before we start, those of you who are familiar with the halachos of muksa, there's an expression when it comes to the halachos of muksa, what's called a graf shal re'eh, which means that something that's disgusting, loosely translated, that means something that's disgusting. And we discussed, those who had the schus of learning some of the halachos of muksa together. So there's a term, graf shal re'eh. We said that the halacha is a person is allowed to move a graf shal re'eh on Shabbos, even if it is muksa. And the literal translation, a graf, means a bucket. And shal re'eh, that means of what a person used the facilities, meaning in those days they had it right outside the house or in somewhere, a child inside the house, you know, they didn't go outside. So in those days it was very, very common. But nowadays, if whatever the child did was covered, meaning let's say the example we've been saying, that a child is wearing a diaper, and for sure if he or she is wearing clothes on top of that diaper, so if whatever there is covered, then the halacha is that it's only forbidden to daven and say brachos next to it if it smells. Meaning if, I know it's uncomfortable to talk about, but it is definitely halachas we need to know, that if a person can smell it, then you're not allowed to daven near that. If the child is all the way in the other room, and even though let's say you know that they have a dirty diaper, but if they're in the other room and you can't smell it, so then it's not a problem. If they're upstairs, downstairs, then it's not a problem. If it's visible, if it is visible, then it gets much more complicated, which is what the Gemara discusses at length in the Shulchan Aruch. Basically what comes out, that if it's visible, then if it's in front of you, then it's kamalei einav. It's as long as you can see it, even if it's far, far away. But if you could see it, then you're not allowed to daven. But if it's behind you, so it's visible, just you turned around and it's behind you, then it's only if it's within dalet amos. That's not as common nowadays. Generally speaking, it's going to be not visible. But if it's not visible, then it's only if a person can smell it. If a person does daven, it does smell, and a person does daven, then the halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah, a person needs to repeat Shmona Esrei. It's very strict. A person needs to repeat Shmona Esrei, also Krishma with the brachos. A person would need to repeat. By other brachos, then the halacha is that a person does not need to repeat what they said if they said those brachos when it smelled. Unless it's Birchas HaMazon, then a person should repeat the Birchas HaMazon, the benching, if it's within the Zman Ikul, which is within either 72 minutes, or a person is not hungry yet from what they ate, halachos of brachos. And but that is basically if a person did daven even when it did smell, then for Shmona Esrei, for Kriya Shema with the brachos, and for the full benching, a person should repeat. Otherwise, for the rest of brachos, then a person shouldn't have done it, but then a person would not repeat. If a person is in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and then a person realizes, oy vey, my child has a dirty diaper. Let's say it only happened right at that point, or if, let's say, they were in the other room, and they come searching for their mother, and they walk up to their mother, they're standing right next to the mother, and the mother is in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So now what does she do? So the halacha is that she has to stop, preferably to get to motion to somebody else to change the diaper, but if there's nobody else, then the mother can move her feet, exceptions that we discussed last night as well. She can move, change the diaper, and then go back and continue her Shmona Esrei. A person should not talk, but they are allowed to leave their feet, go get a diaper, go get baby wipes, and allowed to change the diaper, and then they go ahead and they continue from the Shmona Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch says that the age of a child, of all these halachos, is when the child can eat a kezayis of dagon, the amount of food of a kezayis, the size of a kezayis, of grain. And grain, meaning like from the five grains, wheat, barley, rye, spelt, or oats, that is the strict halacha, that it's from that age that the child can start eating, you know, some type of grain, cereal. The Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila, preferably this is even if a child is much younger than that, even 8 days old. And a person wouldn't repeat if that's the case, if they do, but from 8 days old, and the Paiskim tell us, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that it doesn't really mean 8 days old, that's just an expression that we use because of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, but really it means from 1 day old. 8 days is just an expression. So preferably this is from a child that has a dirty diaper. I mean, I know I change dirty diapers from little babies, actually 8 days old, very often as a male, and it also smells, you know, even from a tiny child. Just today, the second I opened up the baby's diaper, I was able to tell, I would open up the outfit, I could tell he had a dirty diaper. So, but that's only preferable. It's not really considered disgusting only once the child can start eating grain, but it is preferable even before that time, from when the child is very young, to not daven in front of such a diaper. A wet diaper is not a problem. If the urine is visible, that's a different halacha. But as far as a wet diaper, if it's absorbed in the diaper and for sure it's not visible, then we say that is not a problem, and the person should not daven facing a child that is not wearing clothing, for sure by an adult, but even by a child that is not wearing any clothing, no matter what the age is, a person should not be saying brachos opposite the child in regards to the children saying brachos. That is a question in regards to chinuch. Now, this halacha of not davening in front of these items is based on a pasuk of Ahaya Machanecha Kadosh. The pasuk says that the Yidden in the Midbar, their camp had to be Kadosh, had to be holy. And that's considered a lack of holiness, to be Kadosh, that everything should be clean. And when we learn Torah and when we daven and we say brachos, that everything should be holy, everything should be totally clean. And that's why they had an obligation to cover it. They whatever they had to do in the Midbar, then they had to cover it. They had an obligation to cover it. Well, it wasn't really in the Midbar, the Sfasemes talks about, because the man had a miracle. They didn't have to use the bathroom when they ate the man. But they had that obligation for at least when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Or the Gemara says other options, the food that they brought with them from Mitzrayim, or once they were punished, then they had to use the bathroom. Fine. But they had that halacha to cover it. There's another idea of being Kadosh, of being holy, and that's a Ramban. It's a famous Ramban that perhaps some of you have heard of, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. And the pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu, a person should be holy. And the Ramban says, what does that mean to be holy? The Ramban discusses that there's something that's called the Menuvel Bereshus HaTorah. Someone who's a Menuvel, they're disgusting, but Bereshus HaTorah, with the permission of the Torah. What does that mean? That they didn't do anything forbidden. They didn't do anything usher. Let's say I eat meat and I drink wine all day long. I make a bracha before, I make a bracha afterwards. The wine and the meat is totally kosher. So I didn't do anything wrong. I did everything I'm supposed to. But that's called a menuvel bereshus haTorah. Disgusting, but based on the Torah. That's not what the Torah has in mind. That's not considered being Kaddish. And something that I've said many, many times, and I'm sure there are those of you that have heard it from me more than once already, I apologize for saying it again and again, but it's something that I feel very strongly about. And that is that many times people approach something and they say that, oh, if it's mutter, if there's some paiskim that say it's mutter, I'm allowed to go do it. I don't have to hesitate whatsoever. But we have many, many, many areas in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Brachos and many areas of Halacha, Hilchos Chol HaMoed for sure, that some say it's mutter and some say it's aser. And many times someone says, oh, some say it's mutter, I'm allowed to go do it. But to be Kaddish, to be holy, is to refrain from doing things that even if it is permitted, but to try to be machmir, a person doesn't have to take upon themselves chumras that are too much for them. But many times it's easy, you know, you just hold back from eating a certain item, or you hold back from doing something on Shabbos where technically there would be some paiskim to rely on. But you know that there are some paiskim that are strict, and that is an idea of being holy. A person has a choice. They could be machmir or mekel. And again, I don't mean anyone should has to take every single chumra upon themselves. That's why a person needs to know halacha. What's considered a legitimate chumra? What's considered a far out chumra? What's a far out kula? But okay, that's why we need to learn halacha, to know what's important to be machmir on and what's not. But many times that's an idea of being kaddish, that a person has an opportunity to do something that really perhaps is permitted, but to try and grow, and Hashem is watching us to see when can we try to, you know, take a small restriction upon ourselves to try to grow, and that is what's called being kaddish, being holy. Okay, everyone should have a good night.